And now from Caro, the incumbent town supervisor, Ted Banta.
Boy, that's a long walk when everyone's staring at you. Pardon me for being late. It's not because I was disrespectful. I had another commitment. The coordinator said it would be okay if I arrived late, and I did want to be here. So again, apologize for the delay. I have some handouts. I'd like to hand out some stuff. So hi, I'm Ted Banta, town supervisor for the town of Caro. It is my second term. I'm seeking re-election for a third term. Actually, before, I'd like to just thank the Women's Network and WGXC for hosting this event. So thank you very much. Thank you for having me here.
We also have the Daily Mail.
Oh, thank you to the Daily Mail as well. Thank you, Beth. Seeking re-election for a third term. Anyhow, anybody from Caro here? I know Terry. I saw Terry. I'm looking for friendlies. Oh, all right, Marie. Thank you very much. So I have two people. I'll pay you after. So it's a great privilege and pleasure to be here, to be the town supervisor for the town of Caro. To digress for another moment, it's kind of interesting when you come into a meeting late, you have no idea what the mood of the room is, right? So you guys could have been completely contentious, although you look pretty good. So I wouldn't really know, but so far so good. I've heard some very good things, and it seems like everybody's in a very nice way. But what I'd like to speak to you about is results, what we've done in Caro. In the last 4 years, what I started doing in 2012 was starting to run a list of the things that we were looking to achieve and the things that we have accomplished. That's what I'm passing out tonight. In one of the sections, I write, what is good, effective, successful town governance? I'm sure that some of the topics you would agree with, like fiscal responsibility. Everybody would agree that you need to be fiscally responsible when you're running a government. You know, has the town of Caro done that in the last 4 years? And we have. We've complied with the New York State tax cap. And mind you, some people are still under the impression that the New York State tax cap is about 2%, which it is not. Now this year, coming up for 2016, it's 0.73. So it's actually started at 2 and slowly going down, decreasing. So it is a chore sometimes to meet that tax cap, especially when you have capital improvements that you'd like to work out. In addition to the tax cap, in order to comply with the New York State requirements for the tax cap and to achieve the tax rebate for your taxpayers, you have to submit an efficiency plan or shared services plan with the state government, which we did. So we complied with that. So our taxpayers this year will be receiving that rebate. So again, we've been fiscally responsible in the town of Caro. We actually reduced the town tax rate per 1,000 from $8.07 to $8.05. So the town tax has gone down. So I'm very proud about that. Second thing, do you have a strategy? Do you have a plan for development, for revitalization? Our small town needs to revitalize. It is revitalizing. We do. We have a revitalization plan of 2009. It's a great plan. I've read it twice. I've gone through it numerous times. We do have a plan for the town of Caro. We have a comprehensive plan. We have a profile. We're working on positive, effective legislation. We do have a plan, a strategy through which we can revitalize our town. What would be another tenet of good government? Infrastructure, right? Developing and improving infrastructure. That's what we're doing. We had a sewer moratorium when I walked in, and it took us a couple years, but we met the requirements. We had the sewer moratorium lifted. On my first page, I have a testimonial from DEC. When do you get a positive testimonial from a state worker or a state organization? The gentleman wrote, Jamie Malcolm from DEC wrote, Joe, it's been a pleasure working with you, Alan, and Ted on the Caro Wastewater Treatment Plant. Suzanne and I are both happy to leave the project in your capable hands and congratulate the town on their efforts to improve the wastewater treatment plant. So I put that right in the prime spot, right in the first page from DEC. So we're doing what we're supposed to be doing in terms of infrastructure. So another thing, what would be another good, effective use of government, positive and useful legislation, which we've done in Caro? Establishing, maintaining, and improving our standards, policies, and laws, good code enforcement, positive zoning. We're also looking to improve maybe some other legislation. We've done things in order to clean up the town, such as a storage bin law, to keep certain eyesores out of the town. We're looking to possibly incorporate a public nuisance law. So again, positive effect of legislation. Positive local partnerships. In order to revitalize a small town, you need to partner with local organizations, nonprofit or other. Assist them however we can. There is a list here within this packet of all the organizations that we've partnered with, helped, assisted. Is my time up? Okay. Wow. Okay. So at the very least, I would like to thank you. I'm going to end. I'm sorry I took so long, but I'd like to end and thank you very much for your time tonight.